Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's election day. Probably not for you, but for a lot of the country. And we've been hearing a whole lot about the different races that are taking place in New York. Certainly the mayor's race, Mamdani. We get to find out if New York City is about to elect a socialist for mayor. Socialist is, what's the correct term? I mean, everybody's calling him a communist. Has he ever said, I'm not a communist?
I don't think he's ever said, I'm not a communist. Now, I could be wrong because he's basically said everything because he just says stuff all the time and a lot of it doesn't match each other. But I don't think he's ever actually...
Wait, so what you're saying is you've never heard him say he's not a communist.
I've never heard him say it.
Brad, have you ever heard him deny being a communist?
I have not.
Because Hillary Clinton wanted to parse between the idea of being a democratic socialist and being a Democrat, because when Hillary Clinton was stealing the primary from her party and Bernie Sanders, he was not afraid to say, I'm a democratic socialist. And she was afraid to delineate between the two because she knew she'd need the votes of all of them. And we've seen Bernie Sanders voters say, no, I'm not going with the Democrat. We've seen one of the weirdest turns of the entire election seasons over the last 10 years was how there was some sort of populist connection from what Donald Trump was doing and what the idea of making America great again that tapped in more to the Bernie Sanders crowd than what the hyper progressive quasi-socialist, it was almost like socialism for vanity kind of way that Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the way they carried on their business. There was something about Donald Trump that even the Bernie Sanders socialists said, we can't, they were so disgusted with their own party for manipulating the primary, for eliminating Bernie Sanders' ability to actually compete, because of course, everything was laid out for Hillary Clinton to win that primary because she was the nominee incarnate until she was no longer a presidential candidate because she lost to Donald Trump. So, yeah, you could ask yourself, I'd like to know if somebody's out there and you've seen a clip where he's like, I'm not a communist, because I would love you to send that to me on X at Andy Fry Show or on the Facebook page. You can DM us there. We're going to find out the direction this is going to go. The YouTube poll for today, will a Republican upset a Democrat in today's marquee elections? Can you name a marquee election, one that's been talked about ad nauseum here for the last few months? Can you name a single one where a Republican is the favorite?
Ooh, favorite? No. The closest one is the Virginia Attorney General race.
They are tied 47-47.
Yeah, but he's not the favorite, though. That's still lean Democrat, in my opinion. The data.
Jay Jones is the Democrat.
He would
be the favorite.
Yes. Although the polls up until now have said, yeah, Mayorkas may be ahead, but they're also shifting at the last second. So I would say no, there
the
are
Democrat
no
is
favorites.
The question is, are the Democrats the favorites?
Yes.
Is there an instance where a Republican is the favorite?
No, definitely not.
Okay, because I made that assumption when I wrote this poll, and I was waiting for you guys to go, what about such and such? And I'd be like, facepalm.
Well, he's the closest one, but even he is not, Mayorkas, the Republican, is not the favorite.
You want to talk about beating yourself, too, man. If he loses that election, he will lose it to his own self. Jay Jones, the Virginia Attorney General candidate who was talking about, you know, really, I just put two bullets in the head of the opponent because that's the only way they're going to learn. That was essentially what he put in his text messages. It's repulsive. So with that assumption being made, now, if you have a thought in your mind that Ryan doesn't have or that I don't have right now regarding marquee races and who's going to win them, if there's a Republican favorite out there somewhere, please let us know. I don't think that there is. So the question is, will a Republican upset a Democrat in today's marquee elections? I'm going to make a caveat here, because when I say Republican, Cuomo's not a Republican. Cuomo beating Mamdani, that counts. I'll probably pin a comment in the YouTube chat just to make sure people understand that if you think Mamdani is going to lose, because he's the Democrat, like, that's the wildest thing here. Cuomo is the Democrat in this race. Mamdani is a socialist. He's a different party. He works with the Democratic Socialist of America. I'm going to play a clip for you later in the show that is going to boggle your mind when you listen to what the Democrat Socialists of America say about what Mamdani is going to pull off after he wins this election. They're kind of like mind blown that they're about to get access to the types of policies that could be enforced that they are trying to do. Here's another thing, though. And I've seen people making this case online, usually people who are a little closer in geography to these actual races. But a lot of people are suggesting that Mamdani, all of these hopes and dreams that he has are completely not workable. That actually putting the policies into place so that they're actually going to be real, tangible, this is life in New York City, that a lot of what he's trying to do is not going to be doable. So if I were in New York City, I would tell you to vote for Cuomo today. I would tell you to vote for Cuomo because I think Mamdani is a threat to the future of this country. And I would be very concerned if I were living in New York City about specifically, and this is what DeRoy Murdoch pointed out a few weeks ago, the number one concern that people have is his inability to have a positive relationship with the NYPD. And the way he has talked about dismantling or really lowering the influence of how the NYPD can work to keep New York City safe is going to have an immediate, real, tangible threat to the safety of people in New York City who are coming and going. If you live in Jersey and you cross the water to get over into New York City to work, that makes you unsafe too. You don't have a chance to vote for that because you're not living in New York City. That the safety and security of people who are there, tourists who are there, is going to be of grave concern if Mamdani wins. And I would think that at this point you have to do whatever you have to do. It's more important that you stop him from winning than you put in a candidate that you don't love. Curtis Sliwa's numbers look like they're, he's in the conversation, but he's number three. Donald Trump saying much the same thing, endorsing Cuomo yesterday at the very last minute to try to save New York City. That's kind of the ideology that I would subscribe to. But if you look across the river in New Jersey and you look at the governorship, that race right now, Cittarelli is the Republican governor, and he's got a real shot at this. In my opinion, I said this yesterday, if there is a Republican who's going to pull off an upset, it'll be in the New Jersey governor race. I think Winsome Sears is going to lose, and it's not going to be close in Virginia. I hope I'm wrong about that. But it just seems like her candidacy has never had the pizzazz that it needed to have to capture the interest of that electorate. But one way or another, tomorrow when we come into work, we will learn and know about what happened. And then the question is, what do we do next? If Andrew Cuomo were to win this race, he is going to be more effective in Democrat policy implementation, in my opinion, than Mamdani is going to be. Mamdani is going to be a much more inflammatory, sensational figure on a national scale while he does whatever he can get away with doing to New York City with his socialistic tendencies. All of that to say, I actually think that it's possible from being an effective Democrat in office in New York City, it's possible that Cuomo could be more dangerous because he could get more done. He certainly understands the levers of government. Mamdani is inexperienced compared to Cuomo. How he would navigate that position, I'm not certain. I do think that Mamdani is going to be fruitful for vulnerable Democrats in the midterm elections come next November in Congress. I think Mamdani is going to be an obvious foil for Republicans who are saying, if you vote for Democrats, the squad who now pretty much has the reins of influence because there aren't really any other people in on Capitol Hill that are standing up. I mean, it really appears to be Chuck Schumer leading by way of influence from the squad in the House. That really appears to be the leading charge behind Chuck Schumer's decisions and how he's managing this government shutdown. I don't think it's irrational to call it the Schumer shutdown. They voted again today, and Schumer and his Democrats voted against opening the government. People are suggesting that, and I got an Eric Schmidt clip I'm going to play for you in a little bit, that there is an intent to prolong this government shutdown, to make people lose their SNAP benefits, to make people, get a taste of what it looks like to be maybe a little more needy in this moment than they would have been a month or two ago, so that they lean towards the people who they traditionally look for government subsidies, for government programs, Democrats, on election day in these main areas that are going to be affected, just like the rest of us, with the government shutdown, but the ones that are having an election. That the suggestion has been made. First, Republicans were saying they're just trying to get past the No Kings rally. Well, that happened. That came and that went. And the Democrats are still dead set on keeping the government closed. If you see them after Election Day today, sometime this week, try to cut some deal and act as though they've won something after they've won, run the table on Democrat victories in these marquee races. Did it have something to do with it? Maybe. Maybe it's a get out the vote thing. Maybe it's a, okay, there's a lot of people out there who would vote for you, but are they actually going to be mobilized to vote on Tuesday? You're not really changing minds. You're just persuading people to get off their butts. And get out the vote is a huge, huge, probably the number one thing in politics. You're going to be able to motivate people more than you're going to be able to persuade them to change their minds, especially to this extent. Meanwhile, in the state of Illinois, I wanted to bring this home a little bit. Have you been paying attention to what the Illinois Democrats, you want to talk about having a supermajority? You don't have to go to New York City to understand what Democrats will do with unfettered access to power. Even the time of day that they're willing to do it. I want you to listen to Illinois State Rep Joe Sosnowski, who is going to lay into a little bit what the veto session bared out over this weekend, Halloween, when this took place.
The craziest things we've seen this week is a proposal for $2 billion almost in new taxes to fund Chicago Mass Transit. And this is a system that's poorly managed. We know it's poorly managed because they have out of control overtime. There's empty buses running all over the city. And oh, by the way, they're running over a $700 million deficit, which was that much, and now it's a little less. But then next year they're proposing that it'll be even greater. So part of this tax are things like streaming services, a Netflix tax, additional sales tax. They're looking to charge amusement tax, going to sporting events or going out to the movies or going to Great America, extra taxes there. And then the final thing is a capital gains tax on ultra wealthy right now. But the concern there is, once you start taxing capital gains on the rich, maybe they're going to start taxing people's retirements or 401ks or pension plans. And it's a real concern. It's a lot of money to a system that's just not working well.
So they're going to tax us more so that they can fund things in Chicago. There's a lot of people talking about basically a transfer tax of wealth here, where downstate is going to get taxed for things. It's going to go to pay for things in Chicago. And I don't know how you feel about it. Well, we wanted to get the word from our local Illinois State Senator, Jason Plummer, who is the state senator from Illinois' 55th district. And he's going to be with us to talk about that in just a few minutes. So keep it right here. We're going to find out what the Illinois Republicans, everybody's paying attention to Virginia Republicans and Jersey Democrats and New York Democrats and what the Democrats might do in that. What is it? A purple state of Virginia? Are we saying this out loud? Let's dip into the very blue state of Illinois and find out what they're capable with next with Jason Plummer, a downstate Republican state senator, in a minute. Backwards to relate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
People ask me like, oh, you know, Florida, you guys are leading this. You just, how you do it? I was like, you know, as governor of Florida, I get this great cheat code. All I got to do is look to New York, Illinois, California, and then do the opposite.
Oh, man. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida talking about the cheat code, which is see what Illinois is doing and then I do the opposite. And I'm just very frustrated at how true that actually is. Now, probably someone who's even more frustrated about it than I am, because he's there trying to fight out of the super minority in the state Senate, my friend, Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer. Jason, welcome back to the show. It's always good to have you with us here. I want to talk to you about the veto session that just took place. And I want to give you the opportunity to highlight all the things that did happen, especially in the dead of night on Halloween, no less.
Hey, Annie, thank you for having me. It's good to talk with you. Veto session was pretty wild this year. It was probably unlike any veto session we've had in several years. You know, traditionally, the veto session is exactly, you know, it's supposed to be what it sounds like, right? So you pass legislation in the spring, governor signs it or vetoes it. You come back and you deal with some loose ties in the fall. And this was almost like having a mini session in just a handful of days. There's tons of new legislation that came about and some really big ticket items like the transit bill, the energy bill, that really deserve some transparency and some conversation that got pushed through, like you said, in the wee hours of the morning.
So talk to me, Senator, about how this all comes to be. Why is it happening in this way? The Democrats have a super majority in the House. They have a super majority of Democrats in the Senate. Of course, Governor Pritzker is going to sign pretty much anything that comes out dripping with progressive policy in it. So why is this materializing the way it did? Are they trying to stink it by it in the dead of night, or are they just that unorganized?
Well, it's both, right? So I think there is some of it that if they pass something at 3 or 4 in the morning, they feel like the public won't notice it as much. So there's some of that. And then I think some of it is, I always joke with my friends in the legislature that they run our calendar as well as they run the state, which is terribly. And there's just a high level of a lack of organization, and there's a lot of infighting in the majority party. And so they have to kind of work with all that stuff too.
So Mike Madigan, he's in jail right now, right? He's incarcerated.
Correct.
So who's picked up the mantle from Mike Madigan? He had such a tight grip on the way Illinois Democrats operated, very responsible for getting the state into this cesspool of policy that has made it unaffordable for people to live here, unaffordable for businesses to establish themselves here. Mike Madigan, he's no longer in the picture, I would assume. Maybe he still has a little bit of power from his prison cell. Who's in charge now? Who runs the Illinois Democrat Party?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that J.B. Pritzker is the person driving the train right now with Illinois Democrats, not necessarily because of some sparkling leadership skills, but he carries a huge wallet and they respond to big wallets. Right. So J.B. Pritzker undoubtedly carries the biggest stick. You know, Mike Madigan is to your point, out of the picture, but I think it would be an error to think that the way he did business was necessarily gone, right? I always joked, Illinois Republicans sometimes, you know, I think our messaging is pretty weak. And it was always Mike Madigan, Mike Madigan, Mike Madigan. And I would always say to other Republicans, what happens when Mike Madigan's gone? Because it's not one person, right? It's a culture of corruption that we have. He might have been the king, right? But it's a culture of corruption that we have, and we're still dealing with that. And J.B. Pritzker is the one driving the train.
Well, we're speaking with Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer. He represents Illinois' 55th district in the Illinois State Senate. I want to talk about energy prices. I know that especially in the summer, I just went just yesterday and looked at my energy bills over the course of the last year. And there was that one month for me specifically that was like, took my breath away when I saw it. I'm like, there has to have been a mistake. I thought I missed a payment because it was more than the cost of double what my energy bill might have been sometime. Prices have come down a little bit since then. But you made a comment on Facebook here, and I really think it's something that people need to pay attention to. You're talking about how the Democrat policies have worked to make life in Illinois unaffordable. It does not have to be this way. It could be prosperous to live in the state of Illinois. What Governor Ron DeSantis is saying about Florida, where everybody is going to, they have the climate, but boy, do they have the policy as well to attract people to Florida. He looks at what Illinois is doing, he does the opposite, and people flock to his state. Specifically when it comes to energy prices, and you can highlight some other areas too if you like, what are policies that have been put in place that have gotten us to where we are right now with these really aggressively high energy prices? And what is being done in the state legislature to do something about it?
Well, you know, you said that Illinois could be, right? And you're right, but I would take it a step further and say Illinois should be, right? If you look at the resources that we have, whether it's gas, coal, our geographic location, our access to transportation networks, if you look at our workforce, Illinois should be a dynamic state. We should be attracting people, we should be growing businesses, and we should make it a pretty low cost of living place because all the things we have going in our favor. Unfortunately, we have an affordability crisis in Illinois, and it's an affordability crisis, not driven by a lack of resources, not driven by a lack of availability. It's driven by bad public policy. So things that are happening in Springfield right now to address those issues, unfortunately, Annie, are addressing them in the wrong way. So I'll give you, and I'll talk about energy here in a second, because that's just that's the big issue, right? But veto session, we had an insurance committee meeting. 10 minutes before the insurance committee meeting started, we got dropped a whole new language for legislation that's going to impact homeowners insurance. And you know, if you would have listened to the bill sponsor and some of the testimony, literally the word used or the phrase used was the sky is falling. Literally, I'm not saying that. They said that on homeowners insurance premiums. And granted, insurance premiums are higher than any of us would like them to be. But we're 13th in the nation in terms of lowest cost insurance premiums for homeowners. Not saying that's the best, but 13th out of 50, if we could be 13th out of 50 in everything, we'd be doing okay, I guess. And so 10 minutes before insurance committee started, they dropped language that would have literally called the creditworthiness and the solvency of every insurance company that offers homeowners policies in the state of Illinois into question. And what would have happened? Well, they would have all left the state of Illinois. And when they left the state of Illinois, that would have given, you know, customers fewer options, and it would have driven our costs through the roof. I mean, we would have went very shortly from 13th in the nation to in the 40s. And this legislation got dropped 10 minutes before our committee started. Thankfully, we were able to stop it for now, but I guarantee you, Annie, that bill is coming back. And my point that I made on the floor was, if you look at things the private sector really impacts in Illinois, we're actually pretty competitive. It's the things when government gets their hands on it. We're 37th in the nation on sales taxes. We're 48th in corporate taxes. We're 49th in gas taxes. We're 50th in property taxes. And then to your point on energy, in fact, when this insurance thing dropped, I said this reminds me of what we did with CEJA, the environmental legislation we passed 3 or 4 years ago, because back then Illinois had one of the lowest cost, most reliable, safest grids in the Midwest, if not the entire country, which was hugely important because we don't have a lot to offer business anymore. But one thing we did offer them was a phenomenal grid. Yeah. And obviously all the homeowners benefited from that as well. We passed CEJA, and now what you just described, Illinois families across the state are experiencing, businesses are experiencing. And unfortunately, when Springfield gets involved with something under supermajority, a Democrat control in the legislature, and Governor Pritzker's literally his far left policies, they're destroying these very important things that have a fundamental impact on the pocketbooks of every Illinoisan.
Let me ask you a question, and I apologize if it's crass or a stupid question. You can call me out if it is. But when you're talking about that type of a 10-minute beforehand legislation that gets dropped on you, and you argue against it on the floor, and it's going to hurt Illinois residents, taxpayers, are the people who are proposing this legislation, Democrats, the progressives that are influencing it, the governor himself, are they stupid? Do they not know how much it's going to hurt Illinois taxpayers and potentially drive out residents and drive out businesses? Are they that stupid? Or am I not understand, like, are we not trying to solve the same problem? Because if I look at something and I go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, why would you try to fix that problem that way? I realize more and more today that the Democrats of 2025 are not trying to fix the same problems that I want to see fixed. I'm a conservative, of course, a Republican. I'm a taxpayer in the state of Illinois. I look at something and just like you're saying, big government gets in the way and makes it worse every time. Are the people putting this legislation in front of you, a super minority Republican in the Illinois State Senate, are they that dumb that they don't know how much they're going to hurt Illinois residents and taxpayers? Or do they know exactly what they're doing and they're trying to do something else?
I think there's intelligent people and less intelligent people, you know, on both sides of the aisle that happens. But I think ultimately, I'll take it a step further, Annie. I think it would be naive to assume that the legislators are the one writing the legislation sometimes, right? There are well-funded organizations full of smart people. We might disagree with them, but that doesn't mean they're unintelligent, right?
Yeah.
Well-funded organizations full of smart people that are doing things across the country, including in the state of Illinois, to impact public policy and drive it in a philosophical way they want to take things. And if that means that costs the, you know, average Illinois family a 2 or 3x increase in their energy bills, or if that drives up the cost of their homeowners premiums 40 or 50%, that doesn't matter. That's just the price to pay for them to get what they want. And ultimately, I think what most of this reverts back to is government control. And that is something that I always fight against. I think that local control is a good thing. Letting people make up their own mind, make their own decisions, letting the market drive. The market self-corrects in a way the government will never self-correct. And ultimately, most of these things are oriented towards more government control.
Do you feel J.B. Pritzker is going to, he's filed, right? to run for governor again. It's official. So he's going for his very monarchy-like third term here as the governor in the state of Illinois. Is there any reason to believe, maybe he doesn't, and he's probably going to try to run for president. We'll see how the Democrat Party likes him. But is there any reason to believe that he wouldn't run for a fourth term or a fifth term? Like, when has J.B. Pritzker had enough in Illinois?
Well, there's nothing to stop him from running for, you know, a fourth or fifth term, sure. But no, I don't think for a second that he has any intention to run for a fourth or fifth term, because this will be a bit controversial. But the guy's been an absentee governor his first, second, and potentially third term, because he could care less about the day-to-day running of the state of Illinois. This is a California guy bouncing around between California, the Bahamas, and a farm in Wisconsin, who identified Illinois as a political stepping stone for him to run for higher office. He has no true ties to Illinois. And just like President Obama, when he's done using Illinois for his political stepping stone, Illinois will never see the guy again. I mean, I don't even know where President Obama is these days. He's not in Illinois. And Pritzker's the same way. So when his presidential ambitions are dashed here over the next 12 or 18 months, he's going to be, you know, an absentee governor, and he'll move on, and, you know, maybe he'll get appointed to something or whatever else. But if he cared about the long term interests of Illinoisans or doing what was best in the long term interests of the state of Illinois, he wouldn't be following the policy path that he's following. So. Could he run for a fourth or fifth term? Absolutely. Will he? No, because he's disinterested as is. Illinois is just a stepping stone to him.
Last question for you. We're speaking with Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer of the 55th District. Is he beatable in this coming race? Our election will take place statewide. It will happen next November, a year from right now. Can he lose?
Absolutely. J.B. Pritzker can lose. I personally think, his political team is not the strongest political team in the country. And I think it was a strategic miscalculation for them to even run for a third term. He has the financial capacity. He's been governor of Illinois. He could have run for president without running for a third term. I think he felt like he needed that bully pulpit to do it. Unfortunately for him, he's had 8 years of really, really bad public policy, whether it comes to the budgets, crime, what he did during COVID, so on and so forth. And all of that's coming back to bite him. You see a lot of stress with Democrat, even in the supermajority, you see a lot of stress with them during veto session, even trying to come together and fix the policy mistakes of the last 8 years. And now he's going to have to run on those policy mistakes. And we've got several Republicans running. I'm a campaign chairman for Ted Dabrowski, who's one of those people. But I think absolutely a good Republican candidate that's disciplined and focused on the issues like the affordability crisis in Illinois can absolutely compete against J.B. Pritzker.
I love that answer. It is hopeful for a lot of people listening right now who are in Illinois or who would like to see Illinois just start heading in the right direction eventually. Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Come back again and let us know how the campaign is going.
Thanks for all you do, Annie.
Thank you so much, Jason Plummer. Good to talk to you. Illinois 55th District, right across the river. He is one of a few state senators that are Republicans. We've got a few in this area, which is very nice that we have access to those. My state senator, of course, being Erica Harris. But Jason has a great way of summing things up. And I actually do feel a little hopeful listening to what he has to say. Not that he would be on here to compliment J.B. Pritzker, of course. But when it comes to looking at the reality of the future, I don't see J.B. Pritzker as a champion of moderates and even, centrist Democrats in the state of Illinois. They can all look and go, this guy's a doofus. The question is, who will get the nomination on the Republican side, and is he palatable? Is she palatable?
You know what he reminded me of in that interview, and this is going to sound like, oh, of course that's what you're going to say, Ryan, but when Donald Trump first came
of
on the
scene. Of course,
that's
what you're going to say, Ryan.
When Donald Trump first came on the scene, it was always everybody saying glowing things. Ah, the future's so bright. And he's like, no, look, we got real problems. And he was very honest about it. What Jason Plummer just did was there's optimism, but he was very realistic about where Illinois is. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because you can't fix the problems unless you address them.
It's the first step.
Yes.
It's the first step, folks, in getting right. Great to talk with Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer. If you're interested in Illinois politics and what goes on the day-to-day, a very, very, very encouraged follow on his Jason Plummer Facebook page. We've got too many Jasons on the show today. Jason Smith, Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri's 8th District, Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's going to be with us at 1:30. I'm excited about that. And then at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, Jim Talent. Some brass on the show today.
And then in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to review Freddy versus Jason from 2000, the horror film.
No, I was just going to say gender differences.
Oh, that's a different topic.
You're going to be on a different show in the 2 o'clock hour. Oh. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, one thing that State Senator Jason Plummer just said there was that he thought it was politically a bad move for J.B. Pritzker to run for re-election. What if he loses?
Well, that would be really bad for J.B. Pritzker.
That's like way worse. That's like worse. He's putting himself in a position where if he wins the election, okay, he's got, I always refer to as Scrooge McDuck gold doubloons that he likes to swim around and he can do whatever he wants with them. But what if he loses? If Illinois rejects J.B. Pritzker, he's going to try to persuade the country?
Well, he's done. Yeah, he can't win. I mean, he has to win that election. I can't imagine him rising higher than he's risen now. I know he wants his name in the national conversation, but I can't even picture him on a debate stage gaining any traction if there's more than two candidates. I mean, if it's him and Kamala Harris, then maybe.
But I just peeked at the results to our YouTube poll. Kind of surprised by it. So you shall go there and vote. Will a Republican upset a Democrat in today's marquee elections? That includes Mom Donnie losing to anybody. What if Sliwa wins? Holy, everyone's like, ugh!
The next mayor of New York is Eric Adams?
He's on the ballot.
He is on the ballot.
Oh.
That's why I said yesterday, this feels like a primary.
What would you do in this situation if you were a New York City voter?
I think, I hate to say it, but I would probably vote for Cuomo. I really would, like DeRoy always says, I wish Cuomo would drop out. And then maybe there would be something that could coalesce around Sliwa. It's probably not possible.
The amount of people who would stay at home and not vote.
Yeah.
If Cuomo dropped out or if Sliwa dropped out. If Cuomo drops out, a lot more people are going to stay at home. Now, that doesn't necessarily, I mean, that could still amplify Sliwa's share of the vote. But I don't think that Cuomo, I don't think if you take Cuomo out that Sliwa gets the lion's share of Cuomo's votes.
No, you're right.
I think that there is a much higher contingency of not voters. If you are going to vote today in New York City and you're voting for Curtis Sliwa, you are plugged in.
Yeah.
You are an engaged, you know, informed by way of your choice platforms. If you know that Curtis Sliwa is running in the New York City mayoral election, you've paid attention. You've invested. People could show up to, I mean, it'll, two things are going to be really interesting about these elections to the folks that are not going to then be governed by the people who win. So obviously, if you're in your New Jersey, I would have a pit in my stomach right now if I were in New Jersey, because I'd be like, gosh, we are so close. I can taste it. And I would be thinking it's about, like, hope is about to be dashed. I have hope today. Tomorrow it will be gone. That's how I think. Sorry, guys. But you have hope right now. You're so close. It would make me sick to my stomach to just wait to find out what that decision is ultimately going to be. The things that people need to pay attention to that aren't sitting there with the pit in their stomach are margin of victory. And I'm going to tell you right now, will a Republican upset a Democrat in today's marquee elections? I'm going to say no. I'm a no vote on this because I just told you how I would feel if I were in that situation. I don't want to publicly get my hopes up. Those are private feelings. Those are for me. I would vote no in this with a prayerful on my knees hope that it would be yes, that opportunity would present itself. What is the margin of victory? For everybody not in these constituencies, how big does the Democrat win? Do they just barely eke by? Did the Republicans put up a fight and more Republicans showed up? That's the second thing you need to know. Turnout. What percentage of New York City is going to put Mamdani in as the mayor? Because it's not going to be big. The percentage of people that are going to be governed by Mamdani that voted in this election is going to be embarrassing. That's my prediction. Maybe I'm wrong.
What's really embarrassing, too, is Mamdani's message. I saw, of course, you can pick the worst of the worst, but I saw some on the street asking voters what they think about Mamdani and the other candidates, and they didn't really know anything about any of them except for Mamdani, and they were saying things like, well, yeah, if he wins, you know, we might get free cigarettes and stuff. And I'm like, if that, and that really is the kind of message that can win you an election, because the average person, if they think, I could maybe not pay for gas or something stupid, they might go, well, I'll vote for that guy. It's unbelievable how bad of a message that he's got. And it's just socialism. That's all it is.
But it's just half the message.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is that it's going to be so unaffordable to live in the place where you get all the free stuff that you're not going to be able to stay there. Isn't that something? And all of the wealthy people who are portable, who can move, who can... I mean, they literally are talking about moving Wall Street to Texas. How do you even do that? I don't understand it. But that's the talk. We'll know tomorrow. Vote in the YouTube poll. Will a Republican upset a Democrat in today's marquee elections? Or more like, will a Democrat lose in these marquee elections? Vote in the YouTube poll. We'll be right back. It's so
hard. Can we skip to the good part?
Conservative.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Well, I know what you're worried about. You're worried about holiday fashion faux pas, but this isn't that. Sorry.
This is something you're not worried about.
This is a different topic entirely.
Oh my gosh.
But it's related. It's home fashion faux pas as you get ready to decorate for Christmas. Have you begun decorating yet?
No.
Do you have a plan?
I have a hope.
We're planning on doing it on Veterans Day.
Okay, well, I'm doing it on the 10th.
Sheesh. You're going to do it before me just to beat me. All right. Fine. Well, here
well,
is...
It's just because I have more Christmas spirit than you. Smiling's my favorite.
It's a little bit better, so...
Well, when you mix in my wife's holiday spirit, Christmas spirit, I think that we might have you beat.
You know what we should do? We should privately put Jared and your wife up into a competition against one another and not tell them until they arrive.
What are they doing, like an obstacle course?
I don't care. They'd both be like, we don't need to compete against...
Okay, we're going to stop here at this park randomly. And oh, look, there's Jared. Maybe you could jump through those tires.
Just do it fast. I'll be right here waiting. You better win!
We're going to be videoing it. There's a whole crew.
Don't you let me down!
Wait, this has
Smack
to do with
her
Christmas
on the butt
spirit?
And send her in there. Would that be so funny? If we had a video crew, if we had any sort of like video support here, we would 100% do that.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, while we're speaking about Christmas cheer, I'm totally hijacking this. If it's valid content, we'll get to it later in the
show.
It's
not.
I still want to. Annie Fry Show does a great Christmas special, and we start it at noon on Christmas Eve, I believe. I still want to create YouTube scenes... Those long-form YouTube scenes that are Christmas settings, but Ryan's going to be in all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we said we would put the Christmas special to it.
Yes.
And it would be just like a crackling fire, but Ryan will be there.
Oh, yeah. And
you can
and
have
look,
it on your screen.
It's just a loop, just
yes.
like the fire. And I want to sit in front of a fire in a Christmas sweater, maybe some khakis, and just smile at you.
No,
maybe
pants,
like
pants,
drink
PJ
some,
pants.
Drink some hot cocoa.
No, he likes eggnog.
Just, yeah, just oh, little sips,
yeah,
though.
Big eggnog.
And then on a loop.
Like sips like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like ASMR.
And then like
that was pretty
for
good.
Crazy people.
Maybe some slow zooms into my face
Let
as I'm smiling.
I here's what I need. I need
horror video.
I need 300 votes on today's YouTube poll that has nothing to do with this, and we are making this happen. And if we get 500, Jared and Katie will compete in something. And we'll tell them right before the competition
uh-huh.
starts.
Cookie baking contest.
Well, yeah. They might not be in the same room together. It might be afterward that we decide that's what the contest was. But
you
it
just,
will happen.
You just video the things she does. I'll video the things he does. And then we'll find something that
yeah.
syncs up and we'll...
And then like hardcore Limp Bizkit montage between them.
Decorating your house for Christmas?
Yeah. Are you interested in what to avoid putting around your house this Christmas season? According to The Spruce, which is a holiday...
The Spruce.
Well, it's a...
That's great name.
House
Spruce it up, but also spruce.
Website, yeah. The Spruce. It's pretty popular, apparently, among people who care. The things to avoid putting
they're
around...
They're probably batting 100% in that category.
Your house this Christmas season. Number one is oversized inflatables.
Oh, I'm not an inflatable fan, personally. I don't care if other people have them. If that makes you happy at Christmas, then... Inflate away.
Oh, great.
Tacky. That's tacky, tacky, tacky.
That's what you're going to say about all these then, because they're all stuff like that.
No, not necessarily.
Mismatched plastic ornaments.
On your trees?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, shut up.
I know. It's like,
like if
this
these
is all your family
you happy,
stuff.
Yeah.
You guys have one tree or multiple trees?
At least two.
We have two.
See, we do one that's like just everything, just... Throw everything on it, and then we have one nice one. That's Mom's tree.
Oh, okay. We have a Christmas, we have a Disney tree, and it's our
oh,
Disney World ornaments.
Purchasing poorly made plastic items that are prone to breaking is a big concern.
For
it
who?
Says.
For
the
you?
Spruce.
Never going to see the inside of my house?
Concern for the spruce.
For the spruce. Themed trees.
Oh, like my Disney theme? Yeah.
Apparently, yes. Is your mom's tree themed?
Yeah, it's all light-colored stuff. It's totally themed.
In the words of J.B. Pritzker, my governor, they can screw all the way off. Except for that's not a direct quote.
Mm-hmm. Yours was nicer.
Mine was also FCC compliant. Mm-hmm. His was not. I can't play that clip.
And we have this one, all white holiday trees. I don't know why they say holiday trees. All white Christmas
yes,
trees.
You do.
Get freaking over it.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. We do have an all white Christmas tree, though. My wife really wanted one, and then
racist.
This year she goes, you know what we need is a separate Christmas tree. And I'm like, we have the Christmas tree. That's why we sit it off every year. And she's like, but a third one, maybe.
What is Scrooge?
Yeah.
See, I told you I have more holiday cheer than you.
I'm practical, though. And trees are not cheap.
That's code for I have no holiday cheer.
No, it's not.
You're not practical when it comes to decorating your home for Christmas. The
yes,
more,
I am.
The merrier. Jim Talent next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.